Bill, you've been with us many times on Stand in the Gap today, and we've talked many times and things about the Middle East. That's why we're focusing some of that attention here, because really God's clock revolves around the Middle East. And so that's why we're starting this, really this first major day here of this year in that fashion. But let me ask you first in this segment, as you note what's been happening over the last years and what appears to be unfolding as we speak, what do you believe to be the most important next prophetical event to occur, and why? What should we be looking for from that perspective as we enter into this new year?
You know, Sam, I think in our last segment, we discussed the increased interest in the Bible and what the Bible has to say by Jewish people in Israel and around the world. I think this is a good ramp up to what I'm watching. But we've got to remember that the Bible specifically in Zechariah 12:10 speaks to the time. It says here, "And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and he shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn." I think what we're seeing right now in Israel is a buildup, a greater understanding in the Orthodox Jews of following the Bible. There's 100,000 Jews now around the world that study the prophetic scriptures of the Old Testament. I'm very connected to those folks, and this is fantastic. And also the fact that they have over 100 secular yeshivas that aren't religious, but they're studying what the Torah has, what the Torah says, and even in the Old Testament. So we're seeing the ramp of interest, with Jerusalem being God's time clock, as spoken of here in 12:3, 12:9, and then here, Zechariah 12:10, where the inhabitants of Israel will recognize he who they have pierced, meaning Jesus Christ. So I think we're continuing to move in that direction, Sam and Gary and Dave. And I think that what's exciting now for this year, and I think the exciting, expectant, is what the United States and Israel is going to do with the number one threat in the Middle East, and that is Iran. And they are ramping up the level of cooperation between the U.S. intel and Israel's intel, as well as both militaries, is at an unprecedented level. We've never had a president that has been more supportive and willing to stand strong for Israel than Donald Trump. And I think this is going to be the news story of the year, is what is going to happen with Iran.